Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate confirmed Kristen Clark to head the Justice Department Civil Rights Division. Clark was confirmed with a close 51-48 vote Tuesday afternoon. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, did not vote, and Susan Collins, a Republican from Maine, was the only GOP vote. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Clark was unfit for the Justice Department due to her past political comments. Steve Bannon, former aide to President Trump on Tuesday, won dismissal of an indictment that accused him of defrauding donors to a fund to build the U.S.-Mexico border wall. The wall remains unfinished. Over 1,100 pounds of methamphetamine concealed in a watermelon shipment were seized by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in California last week. The bust was made last Tuesday at the Otay Mesa port of entry after authorities stopped an unnamed 47-year-old Mexican national driving a truck with a trailer. Otay Mesa is 8 miles east of Tijuana, Mexico. USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or to the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
As Japan prepares for the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, the State Department is warning Americans not to travel to the East Asian country. A fourth COVID-19 surge is to blame. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
One of Japan's largest newspapers has joined calls for the cancellation of this summer's Olympics. Asahi Shimbun has called for the cancellation in a Wednesday editorial, saying the decision to hold the games is reckless and demanded that Prime Minister Suga pull the plug. Tokyo remains under a state of emergency as COVID cases are on the rise and the healthcare system is stressed. The games are scheduled to start on July 23rd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
After publicly saying Arizona's audit of the 2020 election results was a political stunt, Secretary of State Katie Hobbs was removed by lawmakers from her ability to defend election lawsuits. The duty was transferred to Attorney General Mark Brnovic through the end of the 2023 fiscal year. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This day in history, Flash, 1897. The first copies of the classic vampire novel, Dracula, by Irish writer Bram Stoker, appear in London bookshops. Stoker would go on to publish 17 novels in all, but it was his 1897 novel, Dracula, that eventually earned him literary fame. Flash, 1927. Henry Ford and his son Edsel drive the 15 millionth Model T Ford out of their factory, marking the famous automobile's official last day of production. Flash, 1907.
American opportunity has no limits. Has been known to knock more than once. How about you very young people who see a tough life ahead? Well, when Lee surrendered to Grant at Appomattox, Booker T. Washington was a 9-year-old slave. Yet by the time he was 28, he became president of Tuskegee Institute. And at 8, Charles Lindbergh was flying a kite, wondering how it'd feel to be up that high. At 9, Burt Bacharach was thinking the piano lessons would never end. How many of you are pushing 50 and complaining that the country is going to hell? Crispus Attucks was in his 40s when he died on State Street in Boston, fighting for the freedom that we share. And John F. Kennedy was 44 when he asked not what his country could do for him, but what he could do for his country.
Actor John Wayne, an icon of the American West, is born in Winterset, Iowa. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we have Rick Manning. Yes, the president of Americans for Limited Government, and lots to talk about, Rick. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It seems that, I have confidence in the truth, that it ultimately comes out. And, boy, I'll tell you, the wagons are circling and tightening up on this cabal regarding the release of COVID from the Wuhan lab. Things that we've reported on for the last year and a half, Rick, that we've all known, that everybody else can talk about it around the dining table, but out in public, or, you know, if you put it on a tweet or Facebook, then, the big tech arbiters are sure to cancel you immediately. But now the truth is starting to rise and come out. And, you know, and for those of us that have known the truth for a long time, saying, well, it is about time. But I guess, especially with this administration, courage is a rare commodity.
Well, courage is a rare commodity because there's a real price to having it. But, you know, unlike, you know, in the past when you can speak your mind and, you know, with relatively few consequences, the cancel culture has put a real consequence to speaking the truth. But, you know, I think the most important thing about this is, once again, the credibility of whatever the media is, the kind of establishment media, the residual media, its credibility is completely crushed once again, because after a year of being told, no, that's not true, that's a wild, that's just a racist attack on China, and it's got no truth to it, suddenly these arbiters of truth are saying, well, you know, it actually just might be true, and now Dr. Fauci is agreeing to it, and the Senate voted to prohibit the kind of research that Fauci was funding at Wuhan.
Yes.
Prohibited legislatively in the latest emergency bill due to an amendment by Rand Paul. So,
well, basically, Rick, this is
everybody in the world, the U.S. Senate, saying, you know, we don't believe you, Dr. Fauci.
Right. Well, and this, boy, this takes you down a trail of deception that goes all the way back, even from its origins with the Imperial College, right? The same people that gave us that full research about climate change and how, the world was supposed to have been destroyed, and I guess doubly destroyed by now, according to their timeline, right? And, of course, the initial numbers of what they gave us regarding COVID were outlandish, and here we were. I mean, this was all taken in. We just took it hook, line, and sinker without even stopping. I mean, we questioned. We said, wait a minute, aren't these the same guys that gave us the bad evidence? Why are we looking to them? You see, and to your point here, whether, you know, the mainstream media, the mob of the mainstream media, big tech and all this, they need to be marginalized to such a way to where, look at, you know, we just don't take them on face value anymore. if they're going to lie to us, then, you know, we need to find another source, you know, of news and reporting. And the media needs to, you know, change their evil ways and come back to the people and back to our U.S. Constitution with humility to say, hey, guys, you know, we failed you. We bought into this deal and, you know, we're going to do something different. I don't know if that's even possible, Rick.
Well, I don't think the media will do that, but the real danger point here, and this is why we have to get control of big tech, the real danger point is over the last 2.5 years, when Donald Trump was president, we were able to get information that Facebook, Google, et al., Twitter didn't want us to see because Donald Trump had a big enough megaphone to get it out so we could actually, you know, be pointed to where you could find out the truth.
Right.
And now in the age of we're censoring anything that disagrees with whatever the narrative is, the dominant narrative that's trying to be shoved down our throat, it, without somebody who actually knows what the intelligence is giving us the giving us information, it's infinitely harder to find where and to question things, because quite honestly, it's not only it's not on page 126 of a Google search, it's not on the Google search anymore.
Right, exactly. And the other thing that we still have to remember, though, gosh, when you and I were growing up, the networks commanded 85% of the TV viewing audience. Now it's less than 50%, but still 50% is a big number. And they have a lot of influence. And clearly, you know, when you had case in point, when you had people who voted for Joe Biden, who knew nothing about the Hunter Biden issue, said that, look, if we'd have known about the Hunter Biden story, 15% of us would not have voted for Joe Biden. So big tech was very successful, the mainstream media successful in propagandizing and influencing, you know, the election. But, you know, that isn't talked about.
Yeah, I'd be interested. I'm actually thinking about doing a poll where I just buy a couple of questions on a poll and I ask a simple question. I say the leader of, pick a different country, right? Don't give a name.
Right.
Did the following things trying to, in response to the COVID crisis, and list the dozens of things that President Trump actually did that protected America and, in fact, saved thousands of lives.
Mm-hmm.
And just lay that all out and say, would you say that this leader did a good job, a bad job, rated 1 to 10?
Yes.
And the I'll guarantee you, then I do the same poll to a different sample, and I say Donald Trump did this, and you get dramatically different answers. And it's all because the media lionized Andrew Cuomo, who was busy killing his senior population, and demonized Donald Trump, who was busy saving America from tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of deaths, through some pretty – I have to – through some pretty bold measures that quite honestly cost him the presidency. I went back and I read something I wrote back in March about why I thought the COVID crisis was real. And this is March of 2020, about why I thought the COVID crisis was real. And my main reason was Donald Trump would deliberately killed the greatest economy in American history because he believed it was real.
Exactly.
And it was 100% against his own political interests to do so. And as a result, the fact that he believed it was real was one of the compelling reasons that I believed it was real. And his actions told us that he believed it was real. And yet, to this day, you've got half the population believe that Donald Trump took it lightly. And as a result, that's why we got so ill and so many people died, when, in fact, Donald Trump took it very seriously. He just didn't want everybody panicking.
Exactly.
And the media is the one that created that meme that Donald Trump wasn't taking it seriously. And that cost him the presidency.
Yeah. No, I think that's an excellent point. And that dovetails with the commentary that I had written as well later on in the year, Rick. And that was, you know, who told you to hate Donald Trump? You know, because people didn't come to this conclusion on their own, because if they, as you said, if they considered the empirical evidence and the decisions that Donald Trump said, not only as a president, you know, these decisions that he had to make, but even as a businessman, a guy who has such an incredible acumen about business and industry, and he knew what was going on. In fact, he warned everybody. And nobody else had a clue to understand what he said when he told everyone, do not let the cure be worse than the disease, right? And look what happened.
100%.
Without a doubt. Rick Manning is with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government, and we've got more to talk about on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Nigeria is included in the U.S. State Department's list of countries of particular concern regarding religious persecution. Christians in Nigeria face abductions, bombings, attacks, and executions because of their faith. But listeners of the Tide Gospel program know that God is in control during these perilous times. Some are even seeing God work miracles. One listener shared how he had been blind for years, but while listening to the Tide program in his own language, he prayed for healing and regained his sight. It is so encouraging to see people in Nigeria pursuing a relationship with God and finding hope and provision through Him. It's also inspiring to note that their primary focus is on what God does for them as opposed to what people bring against them. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is helping people across the world to experience the love of Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is Memorial Day weekend coming up, a day that we honor, a day specifically. Sometimes, you know, Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, sometimes people misunderstand Memorial Day. And they want to think of Memorial Day as being anybody, a first responder, a hero, you know, anything that they want to look, any veteran, if you've been a veteran, even veterans will tell you who are alive and well, no, this is a hallowed day. Memorial Day is for those that have paid the ultimate price, those who have died in service to our country. Yes, you can include first responders, and I don't have any problem with that. I do have, you know, the kind of the mixed confusion that somehow people think, oh, because we're talking about the military, it's the military at all. No, it's not. It is specifically about those men and women who paid the ultimate price, and I would say, as an extension to that, their families as well, right?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. It's a it is a solemn day, and we, you know, it's kind of gotten mixed up as being the start of summer and pools opening on the East Coast and the like. But the reality is, this is a day to remember what those men and women died for. This is a day to remember the cause that they fought to defend. This is a day to honor them for being willing to sacrifice their lives so the rest of us can be free. And it doesn't matter whether that person was fighting at Gettysburg, if they were fighting in the Revolutionary War, if they're fighting in New Orleans with Andrew Jackson in 1812. It doesn't matter if they were charging San Juan Hill with Teddy Roosevelt, if they were in Verdun, if they in World War One, if they're in the Battle of the Bulge in Belgium. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, the fact is, or in countless other places where members of our military gave the ultimate price with totally unnoticed because it wasn't something that was necessarily a focal point of what was going on, but the actions they took caused America to still be free and caused the world to be a freer place. And those are the people we're honoring. Those are the memories we should be bringing back. And that's what we should be celebrating, is that people have been willing to do that for this country for over 200 years. And we have to remember that.
Yeah. And we have to remember, again, the principles, the constitutional principles that they fought and died for. And my thought was, Rick, that what would these heroes say about today's America, and especially military forces that seem to want to embrace Marxism, you know, this critical race theory and the 1619 Project. I was just thinking about that this morning in light of what happened with this Air Force commander, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, you and I were talking about in break. He was fired as commander of the 11th Space Warning Squadron at Buckley Air Force Base for writing a book and saying, look, we've got trouble here in River City. These Marxist ideologies are becoming more prevalent in the U.S. military. And they fire him.
Yeah, they fired him. And the irony, of course, is the Secretary of Defense, Biden's Secretary of Defense, basically put out an edict for members of the military to keep their eye open for extremism and for political extremism. And so Lieutenant Colonel, Lohmeyer said something very profound. He said, I'm finding extremism everywhere. It's the cultural Marxism that's permeating the military.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of doing that, by the way, that is extremism.
Yes.
And because he did that, the military said, the general who's over him said, well, that's a maybe prohibited political activity. And so we're going to sideline him. A guy who's one of the most promising officers in the Space Force Command, he got this command because he is a highly coveted command, because he's one of the top leaders and thinkers in terms of the future of warfare and defending this country. And yet, because he had the courage to say that cultural Marxism and the idea of critical race theory permeating the military was going to be having a divisive effect on the one place where you have to have unity, he suddenly has lost his career.
Exactly.
Now, that's not the same as losing your life. Let's be clear. Mm-hmm. It is not the same as losing your life. But I would argue that it is the same spirit.
Yes, that courage.
Standing up for
exactly.
freedom and saying millions of men and women have died fighting Marxism.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. or other ideologies yeah. of dictators and the like. And yet we are now inculcating our own military with Marxist doctrine.
Yeah.
And it is it's dangerous. And in defense of his country, he made a decision that he needed to speak up. And as a result, he has he's lost what was very dear to him, which was his career.
Mm-hmm.
Far different than losing your life, but it is a sacrifice nonetheless.
Well, Rick, you know what that dog whistle was targeted for. It was targeted for anybody that supported Donald Trump, because we know the military supported Donald Trump predominantly. That's what they were looking to weed out. And little did they know when they sent that, that memo out, it was like, no, it's not. This isn't a Donald Trump problem. This is a Marxist problem, a current culture problem that is inculcating the military that is going to compromise. I mean, this guy is smart enough to know, just as you said, the military is a unique branch of our government, philosophically and otherwise, but particularly philosophically. They have to be united in principles, because if they are not, what we're talking about, a compromise of life and death here, it is serious. And politics cannot enter into the military like this, and this is what Marxism does, all under the onus of, we're non-political. Yeah, right.
Well, Bill, imagine, the essence of critical race theory is that whites are dominant and use their power to oppress minorities. That is the essential concept. And so in the military, if you are a white platoon sergeant who is trying to lead men of diverse backgrounds and colors into battle, if those men have been told that that the platoon sergeant, by virtue of his whiteness, mm-hmm. is the oppressor, how is that unit going to work?
Right.
Who's going to follow that guy when he says, I need you to go forward? And they look around and say, well, why not him? He's white. You're picking me because I'm black.
Right.
That's your ultimate problem, is you end up having the inability to actually command a military force under the circumstances. And it doesn't take a genius to see that. That's what will happen. And as a result, you have a philosophy that's being inculcated into our military that by design will destroy the cohesiveness of units unless they are in fact segregated going back a long time in our history. So I remember Democrat Harry Truman resegregated the military after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So the Democrats now are trying to resegregate the military under Biden. So it's dangerous. It's bad for the country. And the Lieutenant Colonel did a real service to America by pointing it out. And the example I just gave is exactly what he was talking about by the danger of creating disunity in the military.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there is some controversy whether or not he submitted his book, prior, because according, as you know, the rules of the Department of Defense, especially if you're going to do it under your rank, that they must review. This was a self-published book. And I think there's still some controversy on whether or not he followed appropriate policy. The position of the military is that he did not. He says that he did. And so, they'll investigate. The Inspector General will investigate this and see what the truth is. But regardless, just even under the category of whistleblower, does he fall under any protection as a whistleblower in that case?
Well, he should, but I want to roll back. He should receive whistleblower protection under the circumstances. But I will tell you, focusing back on Memorial Day, I just really want to remind everybody that while you're having hot dogs and hamburgers and grilling out and the like, remember those that fell for our country and the reason why. Tell your children and grandchildren what Memorial Day is really about, so that they can understand why this is the greatest country on earth and why it's worth it.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
John. Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows.
Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Wait, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate confirmed Kristen Clark to head the Justice Department Civil Rights Division. Clark was confirmed with a close 51-48 vote Tuesday afternoon. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, did not vote. And Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, was the only GOP vote. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Clark was unfit for the Justice Department due to her past political comments. Steve Bannon, former aide to President Trump on Tuesday, won dismissal of an indictment that accused him of defrauding donors to a fund to build the U.S.-Mexico border wall. The wall remains unfinished. Over 1,100 pounds of methamphetamine concealed in a watermelon shipment were seized by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in California last week. The bust was made last Tuesday at the Otay Mesa Port of Entry after authorities stopped an unnamed 47-year-old Mexican national driving a truck with a trailer. Otay Mesa is 8 miles east of Tijuana, Mexico. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, so much of our money being spent in all kinds of things. I mean, let's have a commission on January the 6th. I maintain, look it, I think you could get a high school civics class anywhere in the country to do an investigation on what happened January the 6th, and we'd probably end up with something that was more cogent and more objective than having brain surgeons like that exist in our government doing brain surgery on themselves. But meanwhile, as we try to focus on January 16th, let's take away from election integrity. You know, what is going on with this? I mean, we're months down the road. We've got a midterm election. We're going to have a general election in 2024. And have we fixed the problem? Is there any kind of, you know, government study on what the heck happened? Why is it that half of the country is wondering what happened in 2020, even though they've been told not to talk? But yet, you know, Jenny Beth Martin, they do talk. I mean, around their tables at home, in restaurants, you'll hear, they'll maybe be talking about the topic, and suddenly they kind of quietly whisper about their confusion of what happened with the election. And our government is misserving us to this end. And, you know, like anything that violates the truth, it's a speed bump. It's like a computer error. Every time the hard disk hits that part of the hard drive, it just spins out of control. This is what we're doing right now because we're not satisfied with the answers. We don't believe that we have the truth regarding what happened in 2020. Is that fair?
Yes, it's absolutely fair because we don't have the truth about what happened in 2020. Certainly not in states like Georgia or Arizona or Michigan, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. Wisconsin. And that's why a Tea Party Patriot Foundation filed an amicus brief in the case that Garland Favorito, voter GA, brought to have the physical ballots in Fulton County, Georgia, the physical absentee ballots examined and basically a forensic audit very similar to what's happening in Maricopa County, Arizona. Now, I don't know what the end result of this will be. It is entirely possible that this audit could prove that everything that I suspect is completely wrong, or it could prove that what I suspect is right. One way or the other, though, we need this examination of these physical ballots with both parties observing and watching, both political parties, the interest of both sides, and it needs to be done in a fair and a transparent manner. And the fact is the recounts that happened in Georgia were not transparent. They were not even close to transparent. And those recounts created even more questions rather than fewer questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, even in the process, Jenny Beth, you know, public officials are blocking. There doesn't seem to be a commitment to transparency and to really finding out what happened. Again, we keep using this old analogy that's been around forever. You know, when the Aeronautics Aviation Association administration, you know, when there's an incident with flight, they do a thorough study. And, you know, they end up putting the airplane back together, no matter how many pieces, everything, to really study and do a deep dive to find out, hey, was this a structural problem? Was this pilot error? This kind of deal, so that it will not happen again. Or going forward, the pilots and the industry would have more information as to avoid this in the future. Now, we know that in aeronautics, but somehow we can't apply that in something as significant. And dare I say, equally significant, because we're talking about the foundations of our country. We just ignore that kind of experience and toss it aside and say, well, we don't need to break it down. We don't need to understand what happened. You know, all these, you've got thousands of signed affidavits that if these people lied on those affidavits, they go to jail. I mean, this is a felony. And they have willfully signed affidavits questioning and reporting what they saw, that I think that anybody in any state where an affidavit has come forth, that they should be concerned enough to want to do something about it, at least get down to the bottom of it.
Yes, you're exactly right. And we are seeing that elected officials and people who have something, who seem to have an interest in this, a self-interest, are doing what they can to stop it. And by that I mean, for example, in the case in Georgia, in Fulton County, Georgia, Garland Favorito's organization is trying to look at the physical ballots. The Secretary of State in Georgia filed an amicus brief saying all you need to see are these scanned images inside the essentially Dominion voting machine, because that's where the scanned images are stored. I think, I could be wrong, but the scanned images rather than the physical ballots. That just simply isn't good enough, and here's why. The number of physical ballots, the actual number, needs to match the number that they have that are scanned, and all of those need to match the number, the total number in the machines. And the fact is that there are videos where you can see that the election workers are taking a batch of ballots, scanning them into the machine, and then they're taking the same batch of ballots and scanning them again. Now, the software is set up so that if there is an error, they can rescan the same batch to get things correct. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that there was no misconduct, no irregularities. It's just that something weird happened as it was scanning and they needed to rescan it. I've scanned enough documents in my life to know scanners don't always work perfectly.
Exactly.
But because that we have video of that happening and we don't have any way to look at the scanned images or look at the physical ballots and make sure that in between there, that everything that happened was proper, it leaves questions.
Yes.
And why would the Secretary of State say, well, you shouldn't be looking at the actual ballot? It's absurd, and it makes you question, what is it that he doesn't want people to see? Why is he stalling this so much? Why are any of the elected officials? And in fact, I know I'm just on a roll right here, but if you are a Democrat and you believe 100% that everything Republicans are saying about this is the big lie, and you believe that you are completely correct, what have you got to lose?
Exactly.
Right now for us, this could prove, as I just said, that we're completely wrong. It may prove we're right, too. I don't know. I just know it needs to happen so everyone can know one way or the other.
Exactly. And it's common sense, and we want to dispose of that. And elected officials are telling us, oh, there's nothing here. We've already done this. Well, then questions come up and evidence comes up, and then it puts your statement all into question, and you lose credibility, and then you wonder why it's no longer accepted, and that we want to do our due diligence in getting the original ballots and doing a proper audit. And, you know, we are finding exceptions. We're finding miscounts. We're finding discrepancies with the Dominion machines. And, of course, Dominion is fighting for their very business life. So you expect them to, you know, cancel everything, do everything they can. But unfortunately, we do not have a free and fair press and a reporting agency to be able to give us the whole truth. I mean, we're having to really do a deep dive on all this, Jenny Beth, to figure out what the heck's going on, whether it's in Arizona or Michigan or, you know, in Georgia. I mean, this is disgusting that we the people, and meanwhile, you know, we've got a government. I mean, in some sense, I can feel a little bit with what the Democrats, you know, because the Democrats always say whenever they lose an election that it was unfair. They always say this, but I'm telling you, I mean, I really can relate to their feeling, but I think we have a lot more evidence on our side than some made up Russian collusion that you got to spend $70 million on and find out that it was all a bunch of hokum, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And they didn't give up when it came to Al Franken being seated in the Senate. They kept going until he was eventually seated.
Yes, exactly. And that's what they do. I mean, you know, they circle their wagons, they protect their own, and they insist, and they're wearing people out. And this is what's happening, is people are getting worn out. But there's something about a lie, a big lie that keeps on reproduced, like I said, like dysfunction in a hard drive. Every time you hit it, your computer goes out of whack. And this is what's happening with the minds of Americans right now, is every time they hit this, it just it spins them. It's brain bruising is what it is. Jenny Beth Martin, she is the Tea Patriots Action Honorary Chair and columnist for Washington Times.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call. Call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
I don't give up hope, huh? I'll tell you, we are Americans. I mean, we can do it. We've been here before. And it's all about unity. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. That old saying, it comes back to be one of those truthisms that we can hold on to. Experientially, we found this to be consistently true. Well, Joe Biden and the Democrats are playing politics with border security. Is that obvious to you? I think it's obvious to a majority of Americans, and this is why the president is not polling very well. And it is amazing how they continue to ignore and stay disconnected as to what's going on. I mean, they kind of slipped a little bit there and did refer to it slightly as a crisis, but we don't hear that very often. They're really not serious about this. The vice president was appointed the point person to what's going on in the southern border. She, for some reason, lost her compass. She can't seem to get down there. I don't know what the heck is going on here. But Noah Weinrich with the Heritage Action, he's the press secretary for Heritage Action, joins us now. Noah, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey there, Bill. Thank you for having me.
So what's going on, Noah? I mean, for some reason, I had the sense that we have a government, you know, almost by committee here. They just seem to be so disconnected from the things that a majority of Americans can see that are quite obvious. What's your read on this?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You know, Heritage Action actually did some polling in March, even before the last wave of this surge. But we asked folks around the country in battleground districts, in swing districts, you know, ordinary Americans, moderates, conservatives, liberals, just what they thought of this border crisis, what they thought of the illegal immigration at the border, what they thought of Biden's policies. And the results were pretty impressive to me. By a wide margin, these voters recognized that President Biden caused the crisis through his executive orders and his stance on immigration. That's 56% of battleground voters.
Wow.
73% of battleground voters recognize that our asylum system is being abused. You know, the list goes on, but by and large, what we saw through the polls was that ordinary Americans realize there's a crisis at the border. They realize that these weak policies of the Biden administration and his public comments effectively telling people, you know, we're open for business, rolling back all the Trump policies, that's what's driving this surge. We have seen higher levels of illegal immigration just in the last few months than we have seen in over 20 years, and voters know who is to blame.
Exactly. Well, Noah, this is it's common sense. I mean, people do that which they get rewarded for. Clearly, immigrants are being rewarded to storm our border right now. There's no adverse consequence other than dealing with some coyotes, and even that can be quite an experience and a harrowing one, to say the least. I mean, to consider, I mean, being Hispanic myself and knowing the hearts of the Latin people as well as I do, I mean, for the parents to feel so desperate that they would send their children, in some cases, on 2,500 miles, you know, to the border to get in the hopes of getting in America. I mean, something has got to be so desperate in their home country. Or the magnet of this country is so huge, which we do know that people, you know, millions of people, given the option, that they would be here, you know, across the border and want to participate in this great American idea, if possible. But the premise in which the way these migrants are coming in, it's so compromised. This isn't legal immigration where people opt to come into the country. They are sponsored. They're taken care of. They do not become a liability. Here you've got the Democrats and Joe Biden saying, hey, look, we'll take on the liability at the expense of the people and the people's treasury. Come in. Don't worry about health care. Don't worry about education. We got it all covered. Well, I mean, that on its face is so unfair and such a slap to those citizens who, you know, did it the right way. I say citizens, would-be citizens, because many go on to become citizens of this great country. But they do it the right way. They get sponsored. They're not a liability. But then, you know, on the back door, you're going to end up with another million people coming in illegally, in a sense. I mean, not even in a sense. They are illegally, even though Joe Biden wants to take that out of the lexicon, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, they want to talk about undocumented folks coming over. But like you said, you know, America is, one of a kind. We're a great nation. I get why people want to come here. But, of course, we have systems for this. We have a rule of law. And President Biden's executive orders and his plans for a massive amnesty bill effectively undermine the rule of law. You know, he tried to pause all deportations for his first 100 days, including, you know, murderers, multiple offenders, et cetera. Even the liberal judges in the courts couldn't abide that, and they said that this was, you know, unconstitutional.
Right.
But he plans to, you know, effectively let anyone stay in the country. He effectively... He wants to let our asylum system continue to be abused. And his public statements have shown that, you know, there's no consequence for coming over. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they have said, we've been talking about the humanitarian crisis at the border, too. All the children.
Exactly.
Far higher than ever before. That's because the Biden administration said, we will deport some family units if they come over. You know, we'll send them back to Mexico. But if you send an unaccompanied minor, we will not deport them. And so now you have parents, you have intact families on the southern side of the border, effectively sending their children over the Rio Grande, waving goodbye, because they know that if their children make it over there alone, then they will not be deported. And so that's why you have tens of thousands of young migrant children, sometimes toddlers, sitting alone away from their family in these border facilities because Biden refused to send them back.
This is unbelievable that a free and fair America supposedly would do this. I mean, and I hear this from time to time, Noah, and it's hard for me to get my brain around this, that the Democrats are so desperate for voters that this is the answer, that we just storm the border and let all these undocumented people and migrants come into the country because a good percentage of them will vote Democrat. I mean, this is how desperate the Democratic Party has become.
It's pretty sad. And they're not even trying to hide it anymore. In Biden's amnesty package, which would grant amnesty to over 10 million illegal immigrants, maybe 20 million, depending on the estimates.
Well, forget about 10 million. They've been saying 11 million for 20 years. I'm sorry. It has not stopped. It's only been getting bigger. We're probably looking at numbers more like 25 to 30 million, it's been estimated. I mean, the number's insurmountable. It just seems like, and they do not even have a handle on this. This is the thing that's so crazy about it. They want to go ahead and amnesty a number, you know, give them a blank check. Let's just give them a blank check, and we're going to amnesty everybody. But, you know, what happens, though, Noah, and this is what happens with people who are here and they're undocumented, they don't trust it, and a good percentage of them, I say a good percentage, you know, several million, won't even take advantage of a free offer because they didn't take advantage of it during the Reagan years, did they?
No, many of them didn't. And, you know, what we saw during the Reagan years will likely happen again. If they do amnesty, you know, many people will take advantage of it. But, of course, many people will start coming over because they think there will be future amnesty offers.
Right.
And in this latest plan, you know, people have been saying, oh, you know, this people will be able to get citizenship by 2028. But actually, millions of people will be able to get citizenship under this plan by 2024, which means there will be millions more people, previously illegal immigrants, now, I guess, citizens, who are able to vote in 2024. And this is the plan. You know, farm workers, TPS recipients, DACA recipients, would be able to vote under this plan by 2024. That is the real game here.
So it does come down to the reason of, hey, we're collecting Democratic voters.
That's exactly right. That is a big part of this. Obviously, there are ideological reasons, but a lot of it is just a power play. You know, they think that if they give amnesty to these folks, they will get votes in the future. They're not confident that they can win without it. And so they are trying to set up the rules to favor them in advance.
And do they care about the children that are dying en route to the border, the children who die on the other side of the border, the young girls that are put into sex trafficking, you know, the incredible, you know, perils that these young people, the young men who were used as mules to, you know, transport drugs into this country? I mean, they're coming in here, and they send them into the interior of the country with maybe a hope they might show up 4 or 5 years later. I mean, that's absurd, that somebody would have to wait 4 or 5 years in order to have their case heard. And they, I don't know, it's estimated, what, 80, 85% of them don't even show up. So now they're here illegally, and they've had 4 years in which to set up their own system and their own way of life to stay under the grid, that they can't even feel comfortable to dial 911. So what do they have to do? They have to look to, you know, neighborhood justice and whoever is the strong man in those communities. That's how they work. I mean, they're like, you know, mini mafia fiefdoms that are being set up within our country. I mean, we're going to end up with a bunch of no-go zones just like they have in France, you know?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You know, it makes us less safe, less prosperous, and less free. You know, this system that's being set up by the Biden administration is not good for the American people. It's not good for the illegal immigrants. It's not good for the rule of law. And that's why, you know, we need the sensible, common sense policies that we've had in the past to protect the border and protect everybody involved.
Let's just sacrifice our own dignity and the ideal of human significance. Let's just throw that out of the way and let people think of America as being no different than any other third world country. Noah Weinrich, thank you for being
with us.
Hey, everybody.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.